All right, let's go to Tim Parody. Iridium put this article on my desk in the must have been the middle of December, and I just sat there burning a hole at my desk because I wanted to chat about it, but just didn't have time in the show. But I'm so glad I do today. And it's with the guy who wrote the article, Tim Parody, who comes on this program fairly often from Business Insider. Hello, Tim. How are you doing today?
Hey, John. Great. Thanks for having me on.
Finally glad I got you. The golden age of employee monitoring. I bet a lot of people read this story because it is a scary thought, but it's not based in some sci-fi. I mean, it's the devices that we have for work doing a lot more things than they used to do, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of there have been some tech changes that have made it so that employers, especially if you're on a work device, have more control really than ever to, you know, to take a look at what's on there, what you're doing, and mind things like text messages and things like that that maybe were a little harder to do before. So it's something that caught our eye.
Now, a lot of people don't have a cell phone provided by the office or a laptop. Are those of us that don't have those things free and clear? Or even if we use the apps that our company uses, our Teams or our Slacks, are there things there that we should know about what they know about us through those?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a little bit of a gray zone, I would say. So if it's a work device, you know, it's fully within their domain. If it's your personal device, what used to happen a lot of times is if you had, say you had work content on there like Teams or Slack or something like that, a company might have to go in and wipe your whole device if you were terminated or something like that. They've gotten to where they can be more surgical now, and they can just go in and remove the apps that pertain to your work. So there's a little bit more protection if it is your own device than a fully owned company device, but you still want to be mindful of what you're doing, even if it's on your personal phone, if it's on a company app.
Why are we going along with this? Is it because they have more hand, as George Costanza used to say, than we had a couple years ago?
Yeah, that's what one of the sources I talked to for this piece said, that essentially that this is, you know, they have the power in the job market, so they can do this. I would say it's not necessarily nefarious in all cases. It's reasonable for employers to want to make sure that their information is protected. You do have rogue employees sometimes who abuse it, but that's obviously not most people. So, but it is certainly a situation where there is more power in the employer's court, and so they can exercise that.
Do we feel like this is a trend that's just only going to continue, or are there starting to be signs of, I don't know, pushback, legislation, or is this a, hey, these are private companies, they're doing what they do?
You know, it's hard to say. I didn't talk to too many people who said one way or the other what they thought it was going to happen, other than it makes sense that as the technology gets better, you know, the ability to check up on workers if they, you know, can get better. And in some cases, there was a survey the government had done where, you know, employees don't necessarily mind all monitoring if it's for something like safety. You know, they're actually in favor of it if you're using, say, a piece of equipment or something like that, and you want to make sure you're doing it safely. Whereas people have more problem with it if it's something like monitoring productivity, things like that.
It was a good read. I suggest people read it, and we'll link to it in our post of the podcast. I do want to talk about another thing that you wrote here in the new year, just about if you want a raise or promotion in 2026. Well, you've piqued my interest. Boy, don't I. Okay. What should I be doing? What are some couple steps that you've learned from your experts who you chat about getting that raise?
Yeah, I mean, it's... So one thing is just to keep, it's a simple thing. Actually, these are all pretty simple things, but one of them is to sort of just keep track of what you've accomplished. It's really, it sounds like a no-brainer, but it's really easy to lose track of the things that you've done. One expert I spoke to said, you know, write down 3 or 4 bullets of the things that you did this past year, because you will thank yourself later. You think you'll remember it now, but it's easy for time to work its magic, and you forget, or you get confused about when something was. So sort of delegating those, writing down those wins and making it really clear. One person I spoke to called it a brag sheet, just that way you have this ready-made list, so that if it does come, you know, you have an opportune moment with a boss or someone else, or even just as you prepare for your review, you can at least point to these things that are demonstrable accomplishments.
Yeah, I do like the idea of, like, having that brag sheet ready to go. I think a lot of people take the role of the company reviewer, that time you have in front of the boss to talk about your performance. And some people are hesitant to want to brag about themselves, or some people just like don't prepare for that meeting, and they're like, I'll remember it when it comes to it. I think both of those things are not true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, again, it's human nature. It's just easy to forget, and it's easy to lose track of timelines. And it's also easy, you know, kind of a corollary to that is some of the folks I talked to as well said, you know, also be ready to flag the pain points. That's maybe a little bit less to do with your race, but just so that your boss is aware, if you're having these impediments, he or she may not know, or they may not know the extent to which this is a problem. So being able to talk sort of good and bad about the things you've accomplished and the things you've had to overcome can be really helpful, especially around review time.
I know at the end of the day, we all want a little more money, and maybe that is the end goal of what ends up happening. But I do like that you have in here a part about think about what you want to be in your office or in your workplace, a little more holistic view of like, what do you want out of this job? I think a lot of that can end up leading to more money. If you're focused a little bit more on the broader goals, not only yourself, but of the company or the kind of role you want to play in a company, I think those two things go hand in hand, the success of what you make and the success of what you bring to the business.
Yeah, that's right. And, it is a sort of more holistic way to think about it. And if you, one person said to me, you know, think about a coworker or a boss or someone that you really admire, how they operate or something that they do or something they bring to the table. And you know, think about ways you can emulate that. And then also, it can be perhaps a little bit strange, but ask a coworker, like, hey, you know, what are some of the things that, maybe a trusted coworker, but what are the things that, you know, you think that I'm doing pretty well and what should I do less of or more of? And you can try to get some informal feedback from someone, not necessarily a boss, but just a colleague, and try to, you know, try to hone your approach that way.
For sure. Tim Parody, I appreciate all the work that you do at Business Insider. You got a lot of great headlines. Are those on your brag list, by the way?
They will be. I'll get to it as soon as I get to my George Foreman grill. I've got to get to that too.
There you go. Send them some of these clips too. You do a great job here on WGN when you come on. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.